Men to the corral pen, to milk them. Back in the early days, they had just a small pen, like they call a milk lot, that they, it was all open prairie. Back those days, the milk cows all ran out on the range, you know, and they'd just, of course, they'd keep the calves up, and they'd come up to their calves, and they'd...
Where'd you keep the calves? In the...
Had a little lot of pasture.
And it was fenced in?
Yeah, to keep the calves in.
Now, I wanted to ask you about the sort of fences you had. Can you tell me about all the different fences?
Well, they had the... Back in the old times when I was growing up, we had some had barbed wire fence, but they most of them around their, well, all of them around their lot corral pens was, most of them was just split out timber out of the woods, you know, just as what they call slats, and split out a thin piece about 6-7 inches wide, and about, well, on the back of it maybe be 1.5 inches, some 2 inches thick, that they'd make the, they call them slats, and nail them to the posts. And
yeah.
And a lot of them had the, what they call a rail fence, split out rails, you know. And
like that?
Yeah, pretty good size. And some of them used just cut small poles that was anywhere from 5-6 inches. And use them for rails, have them about 10 feet long, 8-10 feet long. Just
would you have any little sort of wooden fence?
Well, we had the, around the yards, we had what split out, what they call picket fence. They were split out about 3-4 inches. Wide and thin, just like these here, what we made clapboards, only they was narrow than clapboard, but they were thin like clapboard, but about 4 inches is what they usually tried to have them.
Yeah.
Wide, and some of them had them where they, most of them was about 5 feet in length, with around the yard. Some of them had, they had what they called chicken yard, when they wanted to keep chickens up. They had, I know I had, over 6 feet long that they split out pickets.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about milk. When you wanted the cow to stand still, what would you say to them?
Saw, bossy, saw now, saw now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you got the milk, where, what would you do with it first thing?
Yeah, take it to the house and strain it. Had a strainer you poured it into to strain it, and so there wouldn't be any hair or trash in it. Put it, had the, what they call milk crocks back when I was growing up a kid, and some of them